It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owens Beef Cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. It's Saturday, the 3rd of October, and I'm glad to be back after 2 weeks of medical leave for my stupid foot. Many thanks to my good colleagues Anne-Marie Bisada and Claire Sharkey, who stood in for me, and many thanks to all the kind listeners who sent me their get-well-soon wishes. I'm doing quite well, walking rather slowly, but that will all get better in time. So, what's going on this 276th day of the year? Well, in French history, in 52 BCE, Vercingétorix, the leader of the Gauls are the ancestors of the French, surrendered to the Romans under Julius Caesar. The French know all about it, not only because we have a really excellent public school system here, but also because there's a series of comic books called Asterix, which are set during the Roman occupation. They're very funny. Even I've read them. They're such an essential part of French popular culture that, frankly, I'm surprised I didn't have a question or two about them during my interview for French citizenship. It's also National Day in Iraq. On this day in 1932, Iraq gained its independence from the United Kingdom. In case you've forgotten your ancient history lessons, modern-day Iraq is the ancient world's Mesopotamia, and it's often referred to as humanity's cradle of civilization. In the 4th century before the Christian era, Mesopotamia was home to the earliest known civilization, the Sumerian civilization. It was there, in that fertile Tigris-Euphrates river valley, that the world's first writing system and recorded history itself were born. The Sumerians invented the wheel. They created city-states, and their writings record the first evidence of mathematics, astronomy, astrology, written law, medicine, and organized religion. I doubt there's much celebrating going on in Iraq today, but I would like to say hello to our listeners in Iraq, especially Salim Al-Sari and Nasser Blahi, and to my dear friends Melanie and Lorraine Ali. And to say to all our brothers and sisters in Iraq, and I know all the Sound Kitchen listeners join me in this, we're all fervently hoping for peace in your country.
I'm Nasser Balahi. Bonjour from Iraq.
And now, my friends, it's time for the quiz. On the 29th of August, I asked you a question about the world's youngest nation, South Sudan, which gained its independence from Sudan in 2011. Unfortunately, less than 2 years into nationhood, a brutal civil war caused by a power struggle between the president and his former deputy broke out. A peace deal, the 8th deal in the works, had been signed that week, which ensured a ceasefire and the installation of the former deputy as vice president of the country. And that was my question. You were to send in the names of South Sudan's president and his former deputy, the names of the men who signed the peace deal in South Sudan on the 26th of August. Those names are Salva Kiir, the president, and Riek Machar, his former deputy. The peace deal is not working. Fighting has continued, and the United Nations has warned the situation in South Sudan has actually worsened since the deal was signed. You can find out more about what's going on in South Sudan on the RFI English webpage. The winners of this week's quiz are Eric Abibungandu from Juba in South Sudan. We're happy to hear from you, Eric Abibungandu. Please stay in touch with the Sound Kitchen. From the other side of the African continent, to the west, from Banjul, the Gambia, Fansu Bolongjana is a winner this week, as is Omeofi Onoriobe, who lives in Houston, Texas, in the U.S., and who I've not heard from in forever. Welcome back to the Sound Kitchen, Omeofi Onoriobe. From Siraj Ganj, Bangladesh, faithful Sound Kitchen listener, Mamada Sutana Mitu can look for a prize in the mail. And last but certainly not least, RFI Listeners Club member M. Ganesan from Goa, India, who just celebrated his 49th birthday. Happy birthday, Mr. Ganesan. When I turned 49, I started saying I was 50 so that I'd be used to it by the time my 50th birthday came along. Besides, like 29 and 39, no one believes a woman when she says she's 29, 39, or even 49. Do you know that old joke? What are the five longest years in a woman's life? The years between 29 and 30. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. Lots going on this week at the UN, and some of it is actually good news. New Zealand's Prime Minister John Key informed the Assembly of plans to turn a huge area of the South Pacific, it's about the size of France, into a marine reserve. The area to be protected is a 620,000 square kilometer stretch of the South Pacific. It contains the 10-kilometer-deep Kermadec Trench, one of the deepest ocean trenches in the world, which is rich in sea life. Living there are whales, dolphins, endangered turtles, and seabirds. Fishing and mining will be banned in what Mr. Key called one of the most geographically and geologically diverse areas in the world. My question to you is, what will this sanctuary be called? What is the name of the proposed marine reserve in New Zealand, plans for which New Zealand's Prime Minister John Key revealed this week at the UN? A note to my favorite Kiwi, Fraser, I'll be looking for your quiz entry. And what about all you New Zealand DXers? I know you're out there, I get your reception reports, and I even know about your DX conventions, but you don't enter the quizzes. Very naughty of you. I do expect my mailbox to be brimful of mail from New Zealand in the coming days. You have until the 2nd of November to get your answers in for this quiz. Be sure to tune in on the 7th of November to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
You're listening to The Sound Kitchen on Radio France International.
You are not my first love. I've known other charms, but I've just been rehearsing in those other arms. You are not the first one, better know before. It was just good, clean fun till you knocked on my door. My heart is second hand, yes.
Time to go now. Thanks to my colleague Alain Bleu for so expertly putting the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming, and I'll talk to you next Saturday at 6:15, 6:45, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. I'll play you out with You Are Not My First Love, sung by Mabel Mercer. It's for my friends Howard and Josh, who after 21 years together were finally legally married last week. Mazel tov. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, everyone.
You are not the first one, better know before. It was just good, clean fun till you knocked on my door. My heart is second hand, yes, my heart is second hand. But there aren't many scratches, and you hardly see the patches. Now you know the worst, love. Yes, I've had a past. Though you're not my first love, maybe you will be the first to laugh.